This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, February 22nd. God's word to you today is equipped. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 49 verse 25 from the King James Version, and it says, "But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children." In addition to the deadly punch of obedience, gratitude, the victory combo, the power of the Holy Spirit, the spoken word, and the high praises of God, we have the name of Jesus. Philip 2 verses 9 to 11 say, "Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." The name of Jesus is a huge weapon. When you call on the name of Jesus, demons tremble. The truth is that demons only leave in the name of Jesus. So the name of Jesus should be in your mouth. You should teach your children, no matter how young, that the name of Jesus is a weapon for them. If somebody attempts to harass your children physically, train them to say, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus." I tell you, the person will be bound. Try it. In a school, there was a child possessed and the demon in her was manifesting. The school was in chaos, and this 5-year-old classmate of the demon-possessed child commanded the demon to come out of that child in the name of Jesus. The demon left and the child was peaceful. They asked the 5-year-old, "How did you know what to do?" He said, "This is how my daddy does it. My daddy just says, in the name of Jesus, and they go." Obviously, you know that it has nothing to do with the age of the child, but everything to do with Jesus' name. His name is potent. His name is powerful. In addition to the deadly punch of obedience, gratitude, the victory combo, the power of the Holy Spirit, the spoken word, and the high praises of God and the name of Jesus, we have created things. This is advanced warfare, but it is worthy of mention. God can use people to fight each other and to make a way for you to be promoted, according to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 22. God says, God uses any created thing, and that is why you should never be afraid of any human being. Are they not created by God? Angels are created things, according to Psalm 35, verses 5 to 6. You can fight with created things. The earth is a created thing, according to Revelations 12, verses 15 to 16. When the enemy wants to swallow you up with a flood, the earth will help you. You can fight with fire, air, hailstone, and brimstone. God is saying to us, fight for your brothers, sisters, sons, daughters, spouse, and for your home. When you fight, the enemy will run away in defeat, because he is already defeated. Engage with these weapons, crush every opposition, and enforce your victory. Fight. Let us pray. Our prayer today is taken from Isaiah 50 verse 7. "Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced or defeated. I set my face like a stone, determined to do God's will. I will not be put to shame. In Jesus' name, amen."
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.